Tama Waipara is with us. He's the Chief Executive and Artistic Director of the Te Rāwhiti Arts Festival. And that's a wonderful gathering of creative energy and artistic talent. The festival's run for 3 years, and despite COVID getting bigger, despite COVID, it's getting bigger and brighter and better. It opened on the opened on the 8th of October, excuse me, and it's coming to an end Sunday, I think. Thanks for joining us today. Tama, tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, tēnā koe. Yes, it's been a beautiful few days, I suppose. 9 days in total and 3 to go.
We're a bit envious, of course, bearing in mind where we're at up here in Tamaki Makaurau. But what's been the standout for you in this year's lineup? What are some of the highlights so far, Tama?
Well, probably the real heart of this year's festival is Te Rāwhiti, which is an installation, sculptural installation, that profiles 12 different artists of our regional with connections to Te Rāwhiti, and that was curated by Melanie Tangaire Baldwin. So there are giant sort of light structures, there are small structural works, there's an enormous bedazzled quilt from Ron Te Kawa hanging and lit. And the idea this year was that each work kind of have a daytime function and a nighttime quality, I suppose. So some of them are neon. You've got Seku by Irina Kōpū across the bridge. There are Steve Gibbs, Manawa Rārangi, pulsing images all along the side of the riverbank. You've got Whai Stingray by Johnny Moitara sort of sitting in low light, and then a giant taniwha of Tū More More done by Ariki Brightwell, a giant hanging pew pew neon by Fiona Collis, a beautiful entryway by Mel Tangaire Baldwin, Mahuika's Fingernails by Te Rangi. It's just sort of a little steel kuri that Tawera Tahuri's done. There's just sort of playfulness, there's stillness, there's an enormous plinth saying Tūtonu lit up by Chevron Hassett, and there's a stunning projection work by James Kururangi Tatsil. So, yeah, I think we're really lucky. You know, just this particular part of the festival has grown every year. Started in the first year with Simon Lardelli, Katirina Kirikiri and Tai Kirikiri, and has sort of broadened and deepened and really is one of the signature pieces. And I suppose the most important thing, apart from being, you know, pretty lights at night, is the depth of Mātauranga Māori that sits underneath all these pūrākau and all of the work. So, yeah, we're very, very lucky to be able to go ahead.
Kia pai. I bet the people of Tūranga Nui Ākiwa have really warmed to it as well. Often with festivals, you're expected to pay pūtea, and I'm not quite sure what the arrangements are here. I guess many of these pieces on public display. Have you been able to gauge numbers? What might you say of those who are sort of participating or visiting?
Yeah, well, for a start, it's been completely free. And what's sort of remarkable about people here is that, you know, even though kore tūtū, people keep trying to pay and give koha. But it's, yeah, we fenced off the installation this year. So last time it was no boundaries. But this year, obviously, in order to control entry and exit and have a really clear picture on numbers, we fenced it off. So we monitor the entry. Everyone is masked up and scanning in or using ballot box to enter their details. We have quite a specific gauge on the physical sort of footprint and how many people we can have within the space at any given time. We're also sort of using technology to monitor the flow in and out of the entire area. So each of our security posts clocks both entry and exit, and it all feeds into a central app. So we've really worked hard to try and make it safe for people, and I think if we couldn't have done that, we wouldn't have gone ahead. There's no way we would want to compromise our safety here or that of our community. And that said, on our opening night, we had a vaccine bus. We'll be doing that again as part of the Vaxathon on Saturday from 4 till 8pm. And I think just generally, I've got to say, I'm really proud of our community and the way they've not just supported us, but supported and cared for each other.
Ka pai, Tama. Thanks for the rich kōrero, Tama. It must give you some personal satisfaction too, because you know, you helped to spearhead the kaupapa from its get-go. And, you know, there's an old saying, they build it and they will come. We'll stage it and people will come. The fact that somebody give koha is neat in its own right, very Māori too, to say thanks. But for you, who have been part of it since its initial stages, has it fulfilled all that you hoped it might?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I think, you know, one of the things I love to see is people of all walks of life, of all nationalities, of all ages, coming down and feeling that this is a place where they are welcome, where they can enjoy what's on offer, discover new things, and just be in a safe space and you know, celebrate the uniqueness of our place. I mean, definitely it wasn't the full plan we had, and we ended up having to split our program in two because of COVID and because of Delta. And, you know, all going well, we get to stand up that second piece of our festival in February. So that will open with Hihi on Waitangi weekend, which is a celebration of Te Reo Māori, Waiata, Kapahaka, Opera, and the NZSO are jumping in there as well. And it's really also about the voice of Waikiki there, the place. So that opens the February offering, February 4th that is. And then we will also stand up all of the music acts that we missed out this time. So Diva Mahal, Louis Baker, Tina Keelan, Troy Kingi, Tammy Nelson, Anna Coddington, Julia Dean, Jackie Clark, Rutine Spooner, so and a fabulous drag show that will run across 3 nights. So, yeah, I think the ideal was to have all of it together, but in a funny way, this idea of mai tata, mai tawhiti is quite special. So it feels very much like October is about everyone at home doing their mahi, and in February they get to put their feet up and enjoy our visitors from afar.